Well, disabled college students say they should not suffer financial penalties if they need more time to complete an academic course. Students in wheelchairs or with visual or hearing impairments must complete 60 credits a year to keep their SUSE grants, which are worth thousands of euro. I went to IT Sligo to find out more.
Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for coming to meet me.
So you've just arrived here at Sligo IT. You came by bus.
Yeah, I came by bus Erin, and it was a bus that I had to campaign to get that was wheelchair accessible.
So where did you come from this morning?
Ballyshannon. So it was a long enough journey. I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, to get showered and dressed and get sorted. And as you can see, there's no foundation or anything on the face because there's no time.
And how many days a week would you be doing that?
5 days a week. I'm a full-time student.
Vicky Matthews, a wheelchair user this past 12 years, is doing a degree in sport and business at Sligo IT. Much of her day is spent at the college gym, where she learns to teach both able-bodied and disabled students.
I do it from the chair, so I'm an instructor. Yeah. And like one of my aims is that I can teach people as well with disabilities. So we're waiting on the new equipment to come, and when there's that, I'd be able to specialise in it.
Vicky's two-hour round trip to college and the challenges of campus life make her days longer and more tiring than for others. For swimming instruction or field trips, she has a personal assistant. But taking ramps and elevators dozens of times every day wears her down.
And it's quite lengthy, you know, compared to going up the steps over there. If a student with a disability has to do a serpent of a slope to get down and around instead of 2 seconds going down a flight of steps, you know, it takes you longer actually to get from a lecture room to another lecture room, and even just the difference of going up and down in a lift.
She's one of hundreds of students who could benefit from being able to slow down and complete their degree over a longer period. But if a third level student completes fewer than 60 credits a year, they're deemed part-time, and they lose the SUSE grant that covers their €3,000 annual registration and other vital maintenance. It's a problem Dr. Patrick McGarty from the School of Health and Social Sciences at Tralee IT says could easily be fixed.
We're talking about a relatively small cohort of students here, less than 1,000. Relatively no cost, because again, you know, cost is always thrown up. But let's look at the long-term societal costs to, you know, having a cohort of students who are could be very easily long-term welfare dependent. Research in social sciences will tell us that people with disabilities have a harder time trying to access the employment market.
Sarah McFadden from Castlebar is also studying sport and business in Sligo, and she's determined not to let her visual impairment hinder her in college or in motorsport.
So in July 2018, I became Ireland's first visually impaired rally navigator. I've been competing over the last year and a half now, and we've just finished up for this season with some 4 out of 4 championship podiums, and we're really, really delighted.
Sarah hopes to get her degree on time, but says the option to delay modules would make college life more attractive to leaving certs with disabilities.
In the IT here, there's great facilities. They offer assistive technology, which helps me greatly, and all the lecturers will email notes. Come the Friday, I'll be very tired and you have to push through it, whereas we're doing 5 modules, whereas if we were doing 3 or 4 and we put it over a longer time, it'd make it a lot more manageable and probably better results in the long term.
My name is Clodagh Mangan, and I'm currently a second year social care student in IT Tralee.
For Clodagh Mangan, getting to college in Tralee takes huge effort.
I get up at 7:30 in the morning with assistants, and I have to be in college for 9 o'clock. And then I'm there until 6. And then I have to fit in physiotherapy and additional things that I may have to do on top of my academic work.
She fears missing classes through illness, and she adds that sitting in a wheelchair for long hours at class is no joke.
I would challenge anybody to sit in my position for the length of my day that I do. People wouldn't be long handing back my challenges to me.
Clodagh, along with Patrick Flanagan from Muscular Dystrophy Ireland, have taken their case to the corridors of power.
So we're fortunate to meet with Minister Brendan Griffin, Minister Finney McGrath, Deputy John Brazel, and representatives from the Fianna Fáil Party on education. But we also met with the spokesperson for education from Fianna Fáil, Thomas Byrne.
That's a lot of meetings. So I asked Disabilities Minister Finian McGrath why the small change they're asking hasn't been agreed.
So I'm in favour of it. What I've got to do now is convince the higher education authorities, convince the Minister and the Department of Education to look positively at that, because we have a lot of students out there with lots of ability that are ignored by a large section of society, and that's my job as Minister.
Will it be fixed for next year?
Well, that is my objective. I mean, I've started the process. I met a group of the students there recently. The talks have started in it. I am the minister supporting it. I know that Minister Joe McHugh is very sympathetic to the plan, because we do accept that students with disabilities have rights, and under the UN Convention, and I will be using the UN Convention that I got ratified last year to strengthen my arm in the negotiations. Of course, there's always going to be a row about money in the Department of Public Expenditure. That's a regular thing. But is it a genuine case issue? Absolutely. I would be optimistic that we do this in a matter of months rather than years.
Finian McGrath sees a revolution in the disability sector as people become more vocal. There are several funding programmes in place and 13,000 students in some form of third level education, yet the percentages are breathtaking.
We had a target years ago of 6% of students with disabilities to get them into third level education. We've now changed that target to 8%, and we already have thousands of young people with disabilities in the sector.
Did you say there was only 8% going on to third level? And if so, why is it so low?
Well, at the moment it's 8%. The physical disability and the deaf students, they have reached 10%, and also blind students, they've hit the 10%. But the figure is low, yes, absolutely. The 8% is the target, but at the moment it's 6%.
Back in Sligo, Vicky encounters a roadblock on the way to the gym.
But in my sports chair, I can't get through this door. I have to have somebody take the wheels off the sports chair, put the sports chair on the inside, put the wheels back on, and then side transfer onto it to get in to do my gym class in there.
Worse than this, though, she says, is a broken wheelchair, which can take weeks, even months, to fix.
When you break a piece in the chair, you have to call your OT, who then sends an engineer out to you, who then has to submit a letter saying, well, she needs new tyres or new brakes. That has to be approved. Then it goes back to the engineer.
Vicky is as much campaigner as student, and as I leave Sligo, her day is only halfway done.
Finish at 2 today, but I'm going to give a presentation in the rehab centre. My long days in college, when lectures don't finish 2, 6 o'clock, it's at least 7:30 in the evening when I get home.
And that was Vicky Matthews there. We asked the Department of Education if the small change that the students are seeking would be granted. A statement on behalf of Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor said schemes and funds were in place to assist disabled students, and added that supportive measures would be taken as part of an overall review of third level funding.